the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya. إِلَهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِي حَوْلٌ فَأَنْتَقِلَ بِهِ عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِكَ إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَظْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me because of your love. Regarding this excerpt, we sufficiently discussed the concept of mahabba and love of the Almighty Allah and His servants. And now, we are discussing the concept of ma'asiyah and disobedience. Regarding this, we mentioned that bad deeds, disobedience, and committing sins play two important roles in man's life. First, they take away man from Allah, they cut him off from Him, and secondly, they prevent the prayer, the supplication of the human beings, from ascending to the Almighty Allah. In order to understand this more, in order to elaborate on that, we mentioned that there are two different roles for soul in receiving and guiding. The first role is that the heart receives light and guidance from Allah, and on the other hand, it gives it out, just similar to the twofold function of the physical heart. When it pumps out blood, and it pumps the blood in. So, this is just like that. Now, in the second aspect that in this program, in this episode we will discuss, the heart plays the role of disseminating the light that it has received in the first place. We said that heart has two roles, has two sides. By the first side, it receives, and by the second side, it gives out. It somehow disseminates the light. It controls the speech, the stands, relations, all the things that concern a person. So, here it is that man moves with the light and guidance of Allah. Man speaks with the light and guidance of Allah, takes his stands based on the guidance and light from Allah. We have different verses of the Holy Quran pointing to this second important aspect of soul. We will mention them after a short break.
¶¶ Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
The Holy Quran says regarding the second function of soul is he who was lifeless, then we gave him life and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people, like the one who dwells in a manifold darkness which he cannot leave. Or elsewhere, the Holy Quran says, O you who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in His apostle. He will grant you a double share of His mercy, and He will give you a light to walk by and forgive you, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. This light, based on which the believers establish their relations with the people and move with it among them, be it in politics, business, or rest of their affairs, is in fact the light of Allah, which He subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to His servants. He, the Exalted, says, and one whom Allah has not granted any light has no light. So the role of heart in the process of receiving and giving out guidance is that of an arbitrary. It receives this light from Allah and then directs with it man's power of sight, power of hearing, and the rest of his organs and affairs. And this is a sign of the heart being healthy and sound. It receives, it gives out. It receives the light, it gives out the light. It receives the Quran, it gives out the Quran. It receives the insight and thoughts, and it has to give them out. Similar to the fertile soil, which takes in light, air, and water, and gives out good fruits. Now, mentioning one of the characteristics of the Quran, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the book of Allah by which you see, speak, and listen. Now, the point is, if the soundness of the heart is lost, then it would be devoid of the power of receiving the divine light. It would be devoid of the power of manipulating man's actions. So, it would be unable to receive the descending Qur'an from Allah, as a result, losing the power of directing man to raise the ascending Qur'an toward Allah. This is naturally happening. This is the state of obscurity of the heart. The man is cut off from the Almighty Allah. It is the state of inqita. And Allah the Exalted says, deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not come back to the right path. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان